morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you're ready to replant flower beds, add color to the landscape, or redo hardscape features, you may want to consider the new Pantone's colors for 2021. Hard to believe. We have them for you and our comments about them also, about their use. Ed Thralls joins us, and he is caring for the deciduous fruit plantings. And Joni says it's the year of the bean. You can call in, too, at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, or maybe just make a comment. Kelly Velez is at the controls, of course, in the studio. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting the programs from our home, so please join Kelly, Teresa, Ed, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. I'm always excited to add new color to the landscape. And this year the colors, I think, are a bit challenging maybe. One is yellow and the other is gray. I won't have problems with the yellow, I don't think. But the gray, I'm not sure about. Teresa says she has it figured out and will help with the plant selection in just a little bit. Also, what about the warm weather? How does it affect our landscape plans? If you believe in advanced weather forecasts, it appears we're in for a mild winter from here on out. I know if you're in normally colder areas, it's still going to be at least a little cool, but No hard freezes are predicted, as far as I can see anyway. So what should we be doing? We'll help you out there too, hopefully. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, a host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I'm also an Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And don't forget our books for those who love gardening, include Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started, Garden Guide, and Teresa has a Gardener's Compendium series. And so you can find all these up online. Just put our names in. I'm sure it'll pop up. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400 or toll-free 1-888-45-LAWNS. You may want to wait till about the middle of the program to start calling in because right now we've got a lot of special features. Of course, you can also text us at any time. That's at 23680, and I'm right here. It comes up right in front of me. I will get your questions or comments in, okay? And it's a good time, of course, to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Hour number one, Ed Thralls joins us with care information on our deciduous fruit plantings. It's time to prune, and Ed will let us know all about it. And Joni says, it's the year of the bean. I love green beans. Joni will have the information you need. In hour number two, our good friend Jim Hunter joins us from the South Seminole Farm and Nursery. It is camellia time, and Jim has a great collection ready for purchase. I was down in Camellia City yesterday. I didn't see Jim. He was busy doing something else, but I did take a look around. Lots of great color, many, many, many plants ready for adding to your landscape. And he'll help us with their care and tell us what is best to plant in just a little bit also, hour number two. Webpage is up for January. Go up on our website, betterlawns.com, and there's lots of information there, including how to start your tomato plants. Right now, Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio. He'll be answering your calls. Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our homes, and I want to give you my trash can report. Five trash cans full of yard debris this week to turn into compost. Good morning, Kelly, Teresa, Joni.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Teresa, tell us about your newsletter real quick.
Well, my newsletter comes out every month. It's free. You can get it on my website, she-consulting.com, or just Google Teresa Watkins in your backyard newsletter. And I have lots of interesting information in it. I have my design tips in it and landscaper malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscaper.
And I like so, that section.
It's pretty fascinating, isn't it, just to see? And, you know, you just keep paying people to do the wrong things over and over again. So it's important to understand, you know, that, you know, you want to hire someone who knows what the best management practices are and how to do a good job.
Yes, it's kind of scary sometimes. But anyway, I love that section. You know, what else is scary for me is this kind of warm weather. Kelly, you like this warm weather?
I don't. Here we go. It's starting to get to that summery feeling. I could just taste it.
Yeah, Joe, you like the warm weather?
Yes, I do. I love it. It's better than living in Maine where I used to be. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah, but here's the fear I have. Teresa, you may too, that this warm weather is going to continue. We're going to hit some 80s. And even in the northern portion of the state, it's going to be very warm also. But many portions of the state is going to be in the 80s for a few days. All of a sudden, the plants are going to grow.
They're going to be excited. Yep, they're going to start growing. And that's not necessarily a good thing. So,
yeah. And when they start growing, we know we're going to get some cold weather. But I've looked ahead now, and I do not see any hard freezes. I see for our friends in Tallahassee and surrounding areas, probably some things skirting 32 degrees, maybe a 31. But the rest of the states, as far as I can tell, as far as the weather people can tell, it's going to be fairly warm. What do you think?
I think so. And so it's a good time to be out there in the garden and planting and getting the garden ready for spring. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And what we have here, Joni's going to do the year to bean. Kelly, you did so well last week on the quiz questions. I only have one quiz question today for you.
Let's do it.
And this one, we're talking about beans now, green beans, snap beans, the beans that you buy in a can or at the store and you snap them. And what state produces the most green beans, those snap type beans? I'll give you some possibilities here. Is it North Carolina? Is it California? Is it Wisconsin? Or is it Florida? Once again, North Carolina, California, Wisconsin, or Florida? Joni, what do you think? Which one of those states? North Carolina, California, Wisconsin, or Florida? Most green beans.
I'm thinking. Do it again.
North Carolina, California, Wisconsin, or Florida?
Okay, North Carolina.
Okay. Kelly, what do you think?
Florida?
Kelly, try again.
Wisconsin.
Okay, Teresa?
Actually, I was going to say Florida, too, but now I'm going to say California.
Okay, it's Wisconsin.
Hey,
oh,
I'll take it.
Kelly! Wow, you're on a roll.
Got it again.
That was a gimme, though. That was a gimme.
Well, sometimes you need a little bit of help. What
I like
can
that.
I tell you? Yeah. Wisconsin grows 300,000 tons of green snap beans.
That's incredible.
That's a lot, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
Here's a couple other little things about beans. Beans are behind several English expressions, like, have you heard this? Spill the beans?
Yes.
Skinny as a string bean? How about that? And here's some of the good information about beans. Beans are a good source of fiber, antioxidants, vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin K. And Joni's going to tell us all about those. Going on. Now, Teresa, you have some national days for us, right?
We do. This week was kind of festive, but I don't know how much everybody's going to feel, you know, how they're going to feel about these days. But on Thursday, if you missed it, you need to go back and celebrate. It was National Squirrel Appreciation Day.
I only like that one.
I can hear the groans all over Florida. National Squirrel Appreciation Day, and you know they do plant acorns and they do help with pollination on, you know, with if they're going through plants and vegetables that have pollen on them, and they do spread that. But today is your day, Tom.
Yeah.
Today
yeah.
is National Pie Day, and
wow.
So what is your favorite pie?
You know, I have so many. We eat a lot of apple pie.
Yeah.
Donnie, what do you like? You like apple, right?
Apple pie, yeah.
Yeah.
But I also like cherry, blueberry, pecan, key lime. I guess I like them all,
yeah.
don't I?
Yeah. My favorite is lemon meringue.
Yeah,
and then
good too.
It's a good one. And then next week is National Seed Swap Day. And it's a really great day to get out there and share. You can do it, you know, online. You can go and do it, you know, safely, you know, social distancing and share seeds. Because usually you can't use all of the seeds in your packet, so it's an easy way to do it. But seeds were one of the first commodities value and traded. And so that's when you think about agriculture, that's important. And then also, too, National Seed Swap Day was started by my friend, Kathy Gents, who is the editor and publisher of the Washington Gardener magazine. And she held the very first one, and she got it named an official holiday on January 26, 2006. So it's always held the last Saturday in January. So we got to go out next week and swap our seeds.
Swap our seeds. Very good. Now, the other thing we need to talk about today is Pantone's color of the year. One of them is called the Ultimate Gray, and the other one is Illuminating, which is a bright yellow. And you found a house with those colors.
I did. It was very striking. So when I drove by, I said, I've got to take a picture of it. And so it is just a beautiful house. It's one of those modern ones that you see. And it's a gray house with a yellow door, bright yellow, not a soft yellow, but a bright yellow. And it's just very striking. So I love it. I love the colors because, you know, it's a neutral color. Gray is a neutral color, but it is also, we can find plants in it. Yellow is always there, and it seems like a lot of the gray plants have yellow flowers that come from the gray. So it's a natural, very Mother Nature selected colors.
Yeah, the picture that you sent me of the house, I could also see the homeowners as contributing by not fertilizing their boxwoods and a few other things that are kind of jealous too.
Do you notice that? I did too. And so it's something that, you know, you want your plants to be green, but if you've got a color combination you're trying to go for, I think that's what they're doing, but I don't think it's on purpose.
I don't think so either. Just a lack of fertilizer. And Joni, what do you think? Yellow and gray, colors of the year.
Yellow.
Yeah, well, both of them are there.
I don't know.
I think of bush daisies, marigolds, some of the vineyards are yellow. And the there's Dusty Miller for the gray, and some roses are almost grayish in color.
Oh, yeah, some of the blue-silver ones, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I know you had some other things, too, that you thought of.
I did. You know, Texas sage is one.
Yeah.
Then there's also the helichrysums. These are some of the straw flowers, but also the licorice plants are solid gray. Eucalyptus is gray. And then we have different types of artemisia. And there's even a sedums. Some of our succulents are gray. The Fakahatchee grass, the sensios. So we got a lot of different choices for gray plants and yellow plants too. The tabebuia is just one of those beautiful ones that are coming up soon.
Oh yeah, that is beautiful.
That has that bright yellow.
And the olive trees, the edible olive trees, have a little gray tinge to them.
They do. So there's a lot. You can see more in the newsletter in your backyard.
Yeah. So what do you think, folks? You can text me if you want, 23680, or you can give us a call in about 10 minutes after Joni's corner is up. So, but right now we're going to take a quick break. And again, if you want to text me, the text number here is 23680, and we'll be happy to answer them. I got a whole bunch of text questions right now so far, so we've got to answer those too. And of course, Ed Thrall is going to be coming up here, and he's going to be talking about the deciduous trees and what you need to do. So as far as pruning, maybe give us some fertilizer, and we'll catch up on how his gardens too. So don't go away. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And good morning to you. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. It's probably going to be a little rainy in areas off and on, but I don't think we're going to get a whole lot out of it. Temperature's going to be moderating a little bit, but it's going to pop right back up to the warmer temperatures. So I've been told, so the weather people tell me. And it could be a good day to be outside, actually, in the garden between the showers. Hey, I want to start off with a text message here, see if we can work on one of these. We'll get to Ed in just a minute. And this one here, they want to know the best pre-emergence product, being that we're having some warm weather this week. And this is Judith in Winter Park mentioning this. You know, I don't know, Teresa, right now it's kind of early for pre-emergent herbicides, even though we're having this warm weather, I think. It's not going to be that warm that long. What do you think?
No, they should really wait until February to get the best control and use of the product. So it's a little early.
Yeah, just you can put it down if you want. Here's the other thing you have to think about. Most pre-emergent products will have some effect on the rooting down of your turf. So if you have nice thick turf and you're not expecting it to fill in, then you probably could go ahead and use them. But otherwise, keep that in mind. Sometimes it's better to control some of these post-emergents after they come up, or just pull them out or try to get the sod to fill in. But there's a number of pre-emergent products out there. Most of them are very similar to what they do. The one that would probably have the least effect on rooting down is a long-time old product called atrazine, and that is available in a liquid form, last time I checked, and also in at least one weed and feed on the market. So I would wait probably till about the middle of February. And Teresa, middle of February, okay with you?
It is fine. That's really what is recommended, you know, especially by the company. So you want to get a good use out of the product.
Sounds good. Okay, I tell you what, I see Ed Thralls coming down the garden path here. And, of course, Ed Thralls is University of Florida Orange County Residential Extension Agent at the Orange County Extension Center. And, Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. We got a nice couple of days coming ahead, it looks like.
Yeah, and are you on board with this pre-emergent application of a herbicide in lawns at this time? I just think it's too early.
It usually is too early, but, you know, this 80 degrees coming up here could wake some things up. So for some folks, it might be a good idea, especially in our area, maybe south of us.
Yeah, Winter Park, where the text message is from. I think. I'd still hold off, but, you know, they have the option, and they could do that.
Yeah, I don't see any weeds really sprouting right now, but, you know, they have grown it before in January and surprised us, and we missed our shot. So
yeah,
I'm probably okay with it this time.
It depends on how long the warm weather stays with us, and that's the main thing. If it goes up in the 70s and goes up into the 80s, then we may have to do it. Yeah. Anyway, how's the garden doing?
It's doing really well. Nice weather we've had not too long ago. We've got a lot of herbs got the tips burnt on them, but they're coming back. I've harvested kale, collards, and some beets this week. And the onions and strawberries are coming along well. And we planted potatoes since the last time we talked to you. They haven't come up yet, but we've got Pontiac and Kennebec growing out there.
Oh, how about that? I'll be down to help you harvest.
Okay.
What's been the effect of the cold on most of the plants? You said the herbs were affected.
Yeah, the herbs were affected, and the tomatoes stopped ripening and flowering. Of course, they were in the garden too long anyway, but we had to pull them out for sure. And we had two buckets of green tomatoes, but they're definitely not going to ripen anymore. The cool season crops actually look better because of the cold. And in the landscape, I've seen a lot of tropical plant damage, bananas, coleus, peace lilies, some orchids I've had calls about. And there's a lot of dieback in the lawns from homeowners calling about large patch. But when I actually look at it, it looks like summer weeds are dying back. There is some large patch out there, don't get me wrong, but most of them are looking at the wrong thing. And So I would put out the fungicides normally next month, but if this temperature is getting that warm, I'd be concerned about the weeds we've got starting to kick up. Yeah. So I don't see any hurry to start pruning, though. We don't want to prune out any of the damage right now and cause other problems because it could be colder a little bit later.
Yeah, very good. Teresa?
So what kind of seeds are for transplanting have you sown? Update us on that.
Of course I'm going to go plant tomatoes. Tom and I have not had an official competition, but in the past, I would maybe squeak in a week or two ahead of him, or maybe he would get a variety that would fruit quicker than mine. But anyway, having that first tomato on there. So I've got tomatoes and two varieties of peppers and some Black Beauty eggplant. And I planted them a little over a week ago, and I've got 11 varieties of the tomatoes already up. I planted a purple tomatillo, too. That's a novelty plant. I haven't put one in, grown that before. I want to see what that's like. Maybe by next week we'll have everything else up and growing. And we'll plant them in the demonstration garden in March.
So how are you taking care of them, especially with the lack of water? We only had about a third to a half inch of water this month. What are you doing for that?
Yeah, I'm a little bit more fortunate than the average gardener at home. I've got a greenhouse at the extension office, and we've got a mist system on a bench, and it's on a timer. So they're getting the moisture that they need. And then once the first true leaves show up, which I expect sometime next week, I'll move them to another bench in the greenhouse where I'll start hand watering them to keep them moist. And the trick is to keep them moist. You don't want them sitting in water all the time because you can encourage a rot, especially when they're growing so closely together as transplants. And then I'll start fertilizing with a half-liquid fertilizer after those first true leaves show up. And then watch for the pests because ants and cockroaches and whitefly will be our main culprits in the greenhouse right now. And I was amazed to find cockroaches actually eating on my seedlings. They should be somewhere else. But anyway, they're not. And with the number of seedlings I got, I should have a good amount of transplants in the garden because I planted out 10 plants of each variety. So I've got 180 plants of tomatoes to watch out for.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, I've had that experience with cockroaches. I don't care for it very much. Hey, listen, I promised everybody some winter care of deciduous fruiting plants, so what should we be doing at this time?
I had calls yesterday about peaches are starting to flower right now, and wow, they're already, it's amazing. It was tricked into flowering by the winter, by the way, the temperatures we had changing. So I told them to keep their fingers crossed. Anyway, our peaches, plums, and nectarines, apples, pears, and persimmons, they should all be pruned now. This is their dormant season. They'll be breaking dormancy really soon with this 80-degree temperature coming up. And keep them healthy and productive. A little bit of water wouldn't hurt them, even though they're dormant. You might want to look for insect problems right now, too, and treat them if you can. This would be a good time to create shape for those trees for future harvesting. You often don't think about what it's going to be, how hard it's going to be to harvest in the future. So if you haven't cut out that center section on some of them so they'll have that vase shape we're looking for, now would be a good time to do that. And don't forget your figs and muscadine grapes. This is the right time of the year to prune them as well. And we want to use the right tools. We want to keep them sharp, sanitize them between plants to keep from spreading diseases. And if they're new plantings, don't expect consistently productivity until the trees are probably 5 years or older.
So, Ed, these warm temperatures are going to fool a lot of homeowners into thinking they need to fertilize now, too. So when should we fertilize?
I think we'll wait till March to fertilize our fruit crops anyway. So let me see. You should really know a little bit about the crop. And there are publications at the EDIS website there at the University of Florida. Some have a specific month mentioned, but March would be a better time for most of those. Get a quality product that contains micronutrients and make sure they're you apply them at the recommended rate. And then apply a fertilizer about every 6 weeks through September. So get a little fertilizing ahead.
So what about blueberries and plants that have a kind of acidic need? Do we need a different fertilizer for them?
I think probably for blueberries, yeah. For the deciduous fruit trees, they like a balanced fertilizer, like a 6-6-6, 8-8-8, or 10-10-10. But blueberries respond best to a 12-4-8 analysis, like a 3-1-2 ratio of fertilizers. There is a blueberry special fertilizer that's available in Florida, and if you can't find that, you can get an acidifying fertilizer like the Azalea Camellia Gardenia fertilizer. That works well on blueberries, too.
Yeah. Often it's kind of hard to find some of these special fertilizers like a 12-4-8.
Yeah.
Glad you have the other ones you can recommend. Do we mulch these plantings?
Oh, we do. And it's important for moisture control. Also, it helps with weed control. But we want to make sure that we keep the mulch off of the root ball away from the trunk of these plants. The mulch banged up against the trunk will hold moisture there and might even encourage diseases. Mulch will not contribute to acidification of the soil. I see a lot of people putting pine bark in their blueberry containers thinking that they're going to create acidic soil. It just isn't going to happen.
Teresa?
Oh, so where do we get information on care from the Extension office?
For those folks in Orange County, you can call me at the County Extension office. And anybody else in the state, you've got an Extension office in your county, all 67 counties to do. You can also get in your web browser and search for deciduous trees and EDIS, E-D-I-S. That's the electronic data information source at the University of Florida.
Good. How about some upcoming classes, Ed?
Tuesday morning I'm going to be talking about composting. Don't toss those leaves. We got quite a few of them around. I see some bags still in my neighbor's front yards. They're getting ready to recycle them. I wish they would compost them on site, though. Backyard chicken training class coming up. That's still popular, even though Orange County doesn't have an ordinance that permits backyard chickens yet. And first-time home buyer workshop is coming up. So you'll need to register online. We still hold all of our classes virtual at the Extension office, and you want to visit ocextension.eventbrite.com, and that will get you registered online. We'll have a seat for you.
Good. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it very much. You have a great gardening day.
Thank you, Ed.
Tom. You too, Teresa. Bye-bye.
That's Ed Throes, Orange County Extension Residential Horticulturist. And we're going to take a break. In fact, I'm overtime right now, but that's okay. We're not against the hard break right at the moment. But anyway, if you want to text me, you certainly can. I got a lot of text messages, 23680. And, of course, Joni's coming up next with the Year of the Bean.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be good for us, too. So don't go away. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
What is your greatest fear? For me, it's snakes, open-air heights, and claustrophobia. In a poll asking people to list their greatest fears, public speaking was first and death came in second. I guess that means that at a funeral, people would rather be in the casket than delivering the eulogy. Some fear is actually healthy and warns of legitimate danger, but much fear is destructive, like the fear of failure that makes us to want to quit or not even try. We all need strength in facing those bad fears. The good news is that God will give you the ability to face down your fears if you'll trust Him and seek His will in doing what is right. He'll stand beside you as you face the fear of rejection or death or even giving a speech. God gives us courage to overcome our fears. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Sermons to view and download Bryant's messages. That's rightfromtheheart.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
It's our pleasure to be with you this morning here at Better Lawns and Gardens. We have, of course, Kelly, Teresa, Joni, and me, and we're happy to answer your questions and help you out any way we can. About now, if you want to give us a call, you certainly could. It'd be a good time. Number, of course, toll-free is 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can call us at 407-916-5400. And Teresa is very quickly here. Let's answer another text message here. It says, why do some of my carrots have lots of roots all over when I pull them? I'm going to make a couple of guesses. One, I've seen carrots just do that. I don't know why. I guess the good Lord knows. I don't. Also, it's a possibility that there's nematodes in their soil. And nematodes will cause the little roots to start to divide. You'll get more roots along the side. What do you think?
That nematodes is a really good point. But also, too, if they're digging around and keeping the weeds out and kind of raking it, if they damage the carrot root, it could then also divide, too, as well. A lot of the times they've just had a little nick in them, and they start to veer off.
Yeah. If you're in up northern soils up north, if they grow into a rock or something, that might happen. But carrots do have little roots along the side, so don't get too excited. They're still totally edible. Let's get Joni in. Joni, it's time to hear about the year of the bean.
You sure you want the beans?
I want the bean. I want you to spill the beans.
Okay. Gardeners can grow many types of beans. But in 2021, the National Garden Bureau has named the common garden bean their vegetable of the year. Woohoo! We love garden beans, often called string beans or snap beans. Some older varieties still have the string that has to be removed before cooking. But the new types are pretty much string-free, huh? Just snap them and enjoy. I like the fresh. I like them fresh from the garden and no cooking. But Tom likes them for most cooks. Green beans are native to Central and Southern America. They have been under cultivation for a long time. The first stringless bean was developed in, do you know, Tom?
In the 1800s.
1894.
Wow.
Calvini, yeah.
That was about when you were born, yeah.
As father of the stringless beans is Calvin Kelly. Okay, snap beans or common garden beans have a great flavor, are easy to grow, and are pretty much pest-free. You can grow either bush or pole greens. You had one fun one time making a bean teepee and bore a great crop.
Yeah, that was neat.
Remember teepee? There are many varieties to grow, and some are colorful like purple, yellow, and speckled. Beans are planted during the warmer weather and need 8 hours of light for best growth. Fertilize the soil lightly before planting. That may be all the nutrients you need to provide to produce the crop. You see, with the help of soil bacteria, beans obtain nitrogen from the air. Harvest the beans as soon as they are the size you like, and the plants can keep producing for weeks. That's good. We hope you enjoy beans this year as much as we do, either fresh picked from the garden or cooked to enjoy with your meal.
Yes, I enjoy the beans, that's for sure.
I love green beans.
You know, I had a professor at the University of Maryland, and I was taking an agronomy course, and somebody talked about string beans, and he said, don't call them string beans. He said, we've worked all these years to get the strings out of them. They're snappy.
That's wonderful.
And, you know, keep picking them, because I remember when I was a kid, when my first beans were yellow beans, and I picked them off, and all of a sudden they came back in flower. We had about two or three extra crops out of them. It was just kind of amazing how well they grew. It was really kind of neat. So anyway, if you want to give us a call, now would probably be a good time. Joni's finished. Well, she's finished for her segment.
What do you mean?
She's going off and have breakfast, folks. She'll bring back the donuts. Don't worry.
I will.
But I tell you what, we're going to take a break right now. How's that sound? It's about that time. And then when we come back, we'd be happy to have your phone call. The number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. That's our toll-free number. Or you can call us at 407-916-5400. Take your pick. Or you can text me at 2680. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find out what you're looking for today.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and a garden center with friendly expert advice. All the products you need and a big selection of great plants? Well, we're talking about Quality Green Specialists. We have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs, plus natural sustainable products like azomite. Gardening is what we do. Friendly expert advice. Quality Green Specialists. Your DeLand Nursery and Garden Center. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialists.com.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Thank you for joining us this morning on Better Lawns and Gardens. You want to give us a call, you still have time this hour. 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or our regular number locally, 407-916-5400. Teresa, I've got a whole bunch of text messages right now. We're waiting for phone calls. And one of them is about dove weed. And it said, I started attacking it with a herbicide in the middle of 2020. Then the cold came and it's gone now. What pre-emergent will prevent the seeds starting again? This is Justin. And, you know, I I've gone through my handy-dandy University of Florida weed control guide here, and there's not a whole lot that prevents dove weed from germinating. The best thing that they have listed is atrazine.
And yeah.
Atrazine's available in some weed and feeds. I think it's still in bonus S, for instance. And atrazine can be used in St. Augustine and centipede lawns, not Bahia lawns. The other product that can be used is one that's found in BioAdvance product, Southern Weed Control and Weed and Feed, and that has Spectacle in it, I'm pretty sure. So the other thing is going to be the timing, because dove weed doesn't germinate as early as crabgrass and some of the others. So I definitely wait till the, I don't know, end of February, early March, probably to put them down. What do you think?
Well, I think that it's you have to wait for it a little bit longer. But I'm wondering, is watering practices, does that acerbate it? Does, you know, is it one of those weeds that, like dollar weed, that if you irrigating too much, you'll get more of? Or is it just airborne carried and just the draw of the luck of the draw?
Yeah, it's just the luck of the draw. It's just around. And it's very heavy here lately. One of my communities, dove weed is everywhere. I mean, it's just gone from one yard to the other. And so if you're going to get it under control, it looks like atrazine is your best effect in St. Augustine and centipede, and it can be used in zoysia, too. Check the label. Make sure I'm right on that. I don't keep checking the labels. I know it can't be used in the Bahia lawns, and neither can the BioAdvance product. So I would say end of February, early March, somewhere around there. Here's another one for us here. It says, is it okay to plant pole beans in the same place as my peas are growing now, or should we move the trellis when the peas are finished growing? Actually, both of those use the soil bacteria to take nitrogen out of soil, so there may be some residual nitrogen there. I grow them in the same. I don't mind planting them in the same spot. What do you think?
No, I don't either. They're perfect for each other, so not a problem.
Yeah. The only thing you might notice when you pull the roots up, and I suggest with vegetables, everybody pull the roots up, is to see if you have a nematode problem. If you have a nematode problem, yeah, then you probably ought to move on. Okay, Teresa, here's one for you. What should I look for in an arborist? I have two live oak trees that are about 10 feet apart, and they want to know where to find an arborist. They're in Vera, Florida. And so you got some help for them?
Yeah, it was just in Vera yesterday. Yeah, there's a really good website. It is from the International Society of Arborists. It's a national and international organization, and it's called treesaregood.org. treesaregood.org. And if you'll go to that page, it'll say find an arborist, and you just put in your zip code, and it'll bring up all the certified arborists in your area. treesaregood.org.
Yeah, and I would think, they say, what should I look for in an arborist? I would try to find somebody that's local, number one, and see if you can get some references and make sure they have a certified arborist.
Yeah, certification's important. And a lot of arborists, you know, and especially with the pandemic and in kind of the business situation, the economy that we've had lately, they might not have kept it going. But you definitely want to make sure you check that they've at least had one. They've got a good base of knowledge. And you just don't want these guys like the mow and blows that just come through and cut everything.
Yeah, a guy with a chainsaw on his back is not necessarily an arborist.
Right.
Okay, here's another one here. It says, my lawn looks yellow, but I wait to fertilize.
You can put down iron any time.
Yeah, you can do that, put down iron. But if you're looking for a regular fertilizer application. Now, you know, I have mixed emotion on this because I was at one of my communities, and the maintenance company's out there fertilizing right now. But, you know, probably don't have much of a choice, I don't know, to get it all done.
Yeah, that's it. They've got so many clients, and they've got from now until, you know, the end of March to fertilize. And if you've got hundreds of clients, it's going to be tough to get out there. I don't know. It's growing. It just depends on what they're putting down and how much, if they're applying it correctly. I don't know.
They're putting down slow-release fertilizer. But if it was my yard, iron right now, if you want to try to green it up some, and wait till late February. If it's a home lawn, if you can do it. Now, like I said, lawn maintenance companies are going to be out there. They're probably going to have to start sooner than that. I was surprised to see the one company starting right now, to be honest with you. I would think they would have waited till mid-February anyway. But if it's yellow, then I think the iron would work just fine. And that's a pretty good suggestion. Where do they find out how much iron to put down? I guess it's all on the label.
It's on the label. You know, always want to read the label. And speaking about, you know, landscaping companies doing something at a certain time, you know, the clients should know exactly when they want it put down and be observant to say, you know, it's not the right time. Why are you putting it down? And ask for a justification of it and see if it works for you, you know. So there may be something else that they're putting down that is not necessarily fertilizer.
Sounds good. I know we're going to be going to break now, and Jim Hunter coming up, and we'll find that Jim is going to be talking about camellias, one of my favorite plants. So Jim will be with us, and he'll tell us which ones to grow and what the care is needed now. Of course, we find it to be fairly easy to grow plants. And, of course, we'll be ready to take your phone calls, but you can still text me now, 23680. You might want to wait with the phone calls at our 1-888-45 lawns number until at the end of Jim's period with us here. We want to thank everybody for being with us for this hour. Stay tuned for hour number two. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. This is Florida Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the internet.